everyone. This is the September 20th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. Thank you so much for listening today. Well, this podcast, I was going to record it yesterday on the 19th, because the 20th, today, was going to be the spirit gathering here in New York City, but it has been postponed until October 25th for various reasons. But, well, the biggest reason is that my friend Katie, out of the kindness of her heart, has been hand nursing and weaning these precious little kittens for, oh my goodness gracious, they're so precious, they're so tiny. She's doing this to help animal care control in New York, and the kittens are now ready to be adopted, going to loving homes. But animal care control said to Katie, well, you know, we want the kittens to be adopted basically through you, so why don't you just keep them for a while? So Katie has been overwhelmed with the experience of saving the lives of these precious little kittens, and now until they are adopted, well, there isn't any room at her place right now for a gathering. So we're hoping and praying that the kittens do find homes very soon, and that the spirit gathering resumes on October 25th. But if you're in the New York area and you find there's room in your place, your apartment, your house, your home, as well as your heart to bring home the most precious little kittens ever, you can call Katie at 212-567-9688, or you can email her, kweaver5@nyc.rr.com. So it's kweaver5@nyc.rr.com. So no spirit gathering today, but I am recording the podcast, obviously, and it's a pleasure connecting with you. And just so that you know, this podcast is recorded, shall I say, recorded twice a month. I don't do this every week. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to do this every week. Maybe it will go weekly at some time. I mean, when I first started the podcast, it was weekly, and then I just got a little overwhelmed with some other things. So for now, the podcast is twice a month. So this is the second for the month of September. And we do have a very full podcast today, so let me just give you the rundown. Revitalizing your harvest. Aha. Like that, don't you? Revitalizing your harvest, autumnal equinox, which is occurring on the 22nd here in the Northern Hemisphere. Next, I have a reading request for Sharon. Next, I'm going to talk about the early bird special for the 2010 personal forecast readings and how 10% of proceeds go to the North Shore Animal League. Then I'll discuss some psychic events coming up in which I will participate. Next, I have a reading request for O. And lastly, believe it or not, all is well. And that's the podcast today. As you may know, the autumnal equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere is occurring on the 22nd, which is Tuesday, first day of fall. And also, it's the beginning of Libra, which is my star sign, so to speak, my zodiac sign. And I was going to talk about, basically, initially, releasing the status quo and revitalizing your passions. But then it occurred to me that since the equinox is coming up, I said, oh, let's just blend two different topics into one. As you know, or may know, the history behind the equinox is that it's about reaping from your harvest, or this is the time of the harvest. What you have gathered, what you have collected, grown during the summer months. And now that summer is coming to a close, I know this was a very tumultuous summer for a lot of people. And well, in the southern hemisphere, you've had a very tumultuous winter. But up here, energetically, it's been one thing after another that we've all experienced from like the end of June on. I mean, individually, as well as collectively around the world, around the planet, social events, political events, it's been one crazy summer. And here in New York, we've experienced almost 100% days of rain throughout the entire summer. So I'm thinking, like, summer, did we even have one? You gotta be kidding me. But anyway, this is all about the harvest. And taking what you have harvested in terms of experiences that you have endured during the summer, and maybe even during the spring, and revitalizing it in a way in which you're about to embrace the change that's coming up. And fall is all about change. Soon enough, you will see the leaves turning colors. It's starting to get a little bit cooler now. People are now taking care of summer clothes, packing them away until next year, and now it's time to bring out the sweaters, the cardigans, the jackets, pants, all those good things. School has been back in session for a while, so it's kind of like getting ready to go through what I'm feeling, a time of metamorphosis, if I can speak. Metamorphosis. So I'm not saying that we're all going to turn from caterpillars into butterflies, not literally. Spiritually, yes, but literally, no. We're still going to remain as we are, as two-legged human beings. But what did you learn from your experiences during the summer? What did you witness? What did you feel? What did you see? And I know and I realize that a lot of people are going through financial strains, stresses within relationships, romantically or even platonically within the home. It's been crazy. I'm not immune. Boy, have I had my share of craziness during this summer. But what did I learn from it? Well, I basically learned that there are just some things simply out of my control that I really don't need to control anymore. And once I release the need to control what I can't control, then it just makes life, or my transition rather, a little bit more easier to endure. If I need to, if there's something that I feel that I have some control over, okay, I'll deal with it. But that's just been my basic experience throughout the summer. I harvested, or I'm about to harvest that experience. And now I'm going to consider that during the fall months coming up, I'm just going to simply say to myself, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. Whatever happens, happens. Let it be. Some people don't want to hear "let it be." Because they still want to control certain situations, but you simply just can't control everything. However, getting back to what I was talking about, harvesting and revitalizing your harvest, don't feel, or try not to feel, as if you're powerless. Okay. Understand that there is personal power within you, which is of the divine, which is increasingly growing. Well, that's not what I want to say. Your personal power is basically on the verge of emergence. Ooh, I like that. or it's about to emerge. And you don't have to see yourself standing by the sidelines anymore. You're ready to, or you should be ready to, embrace what's coming up between now and the beginning of winter. Abundance, prosperity, are all part of the harvest. Many of you are going through cycles of change that might be impacting, as I said before, your financial structure. People are starting to find jobs again, bit by bit, but people are finding jobs again. And some jobs are so different from what people have had before in terms of employment, it's kind of like, gee, what's going on here? But it's all part of this shift that we're encountering. So if you can visualize a basket in front of you, and you're placing inside of this basket everything you have experienced throughout the summer in terms of experiences, in terms of anything that might be considered perhaps out of the norm, or maybe just the ordinary. And you harvest all of that, and you place it inside of your basket. And now you're going to reinvent, let's say, from that part of your journey and make it into, or revitalize it into, what's about to come from here on. This is what I mean by revitalizing your harvest for the fall equinox. This is going to help you maintain a sense of balance. Just like for the equinox, there is the balance of light and darkness, day and night. So would you find balance in your life by revitalizing your harvest. And this way, you don't have to feel as if you're stuck. You're reaping peace within yourself. You're reaping a lot more wisdom. Everything and anything that has impacted or affected you in some way during the summer months, that's part of your harvest. And you're going to revitalize it, reinvent it, reshape it in a way that you're going to be able to use it constructively going forward. So, at the time of the equinox on the 22nd, just simply find some quiet time, a few minutes to relax, to meditate, and reflect upon what actually did occur in your life during the summer. Whether it was tumultuous or maybe it was the most pleasant thing ever, it's still experience. You can light a white candle, say a prayer. You can recite a mantra, if you will. But the soul wants you to, again, okay, spirit is talking to me now. Your harvest is to be recycled as well, turning it into a positive life force energy, which will sustain you, revitalize and re-energize you for the coming weeks and months ahead. So that way you're not stuck on a story of what happened during the summer. You're just harvesting the experience in a metaphysical sort of way. Take that revitalize it, reinvent it, recycle it, and turning that into positive life force energy. See that as a way to motivate and inspire you for the road ahead. And you're not alone. We're all going through this. But I believe that the fall months are going to be pretty spectacular in terms of major things going on. So revitalize your harvest. Reinvent that into positive life force energy, which is sustainable, and that will prepare you again for the fall months ahead and beyond. So that was today's subject of revitalizing your harvest. And if you have any questions or comments about the subject, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. I think my voice is fading. I woke up just, maybe a couple of hours or so ago. I should have a voice. Well, I do have a voice, but it seems to be still on the... I'm not quite awake yet, but I'm fully awake. Interesting. Alrighty. We have here a reading request for Sharon. Her date of birth is 4/28/49. And she says, "Hi, do you see this temp agency owned by a lady named Sandra helping me find steady employment again? Thank you." Well, Sharon, thanks for your question. Well, let me give you a little background story first about what you've been encountering, and then we'll dive full throttle into the answer for your question. I have a feeling that for the past 4 months, while you were, let's say, out of work or unemployed, it was necessary for you to take a break, so to speak, from the hustle and the bustle of the workplace energy, because you really needed a serious time out. I feel that you might have gone through like a burning out period, and when you lost your job or when you got laid off, sure, it was devastating and a setback, so to speak, but it was necessary for you to recharge. So I don't know if you were working like two jobs or a very hectic job, a very toxic job, but it was just like you were burning out, and you were burning out rather quickly, and mentally you were fatigued more so than physically. I just feel that you were kind of like, oh my god, do I have to go back there again? Whatever took place 4 months ago was like a blessing in disguise. You were set free from a very conflicting, controversial workplace environment. And maybe you enjoyed it, maybe you liked being there, but I'm just seeing that you were mentally fatigued after a while. So the past 4 months allowed you to revitalize, just like I was talking about before with the subject. You needed the rest. You needed not to worry or be in this anxious or very anxiety-ridden situation with your last job. I'm just getting that it was very, fast-paced, hectic, stressful, toxic, whatever the case was, you needed to get away from there. And this also allowed you to go through some inner healing and some transitioning. I see that while you were just taking a time away, let's say, don't call it as being unemployed. Let's just say that you were on hiatus. You needed to be on hiatus. This allowed you to experience some very, peculiar experience. This allowed you to go through some very personal shifts in your life. I have a feeling that you're starting to see your world in a different sort of way. This is all part of your transitioning. But going back to your question, yes, I do see that the temp agency is going to be helpful in terms of giving you work. But Sharon, I have a feeling also that you're not meant to work for other people, or you're not meant to be the follower. You're not meant to take rules, or, well, in other words, if anything, you're the one who would benefit from being in charge. You're the one who would benefit from a leadership role. I see you're a one life path, so you have to be number one. And I'm not talking in terms of, you know, walking around town with a t-shirt that says, hey, I'm number one. It talks about your energy and your need to place yourself in situations that serve your best and highest good in terms of getting yourself out there and with confidence, and knowing that you're quite capable of taking matters into your own hands as well as leading a group or directing or supervising or managing. But even still, I do get the potential here for self-employment. There has to be something that you are very, very good at, whether it's accounting or writing or event planning, something along those lines. But self-employment, I feel, is going to be something that sustains you financially, providing a very stable and lucrative income in the future if you're open to that. So you're going to get temp jobs, but I just get a feeling that you're not going to be satisfied with what's really out there. You're going to come to the conclusion that you're probably better off just trying your best to find work, your own work, taking a passion or an interest and making it into something worthwhile as well as profitable, something that's meaningful to you. And the show went me to number three, and I know that you submitted your question probably about 3 weeks ago. So either you have some kind of a temp assignment now, or you're about to have one in about 3 weeks, maybe even 3 days. But the point of the matter is, what really stands out here is your need to entertain the idea of self-employment somehow. And you like change. You don't like stuck in redundant work. So that's another thing. You have to be very careful not to find yourself in a job that's so routine and so redundant that you're going to get bored easily. And then you're going to get restless and rebellious because you just can't stand it. Stagnation is not your your best friend. You need something job-wise that's challenging and stimulating and motivating. And while this temp agency is going to try its best to give you work, well, it's going to give you what it feels, or what this Sandra may feel is best for you, unless you tell her specifically the kind of work that you're looking for, so that you're not stuck in a long-term situation and then at the end of it you're like, oh my God, it was like this. And that's probably the reason why you had to be removed from your previous job, because it had grown quite stagnant and there wasn't any room for growth or advancement or expansion. You need thrills. Chills and thrills. So I'm not saying that you, I know what I mentioned about a stressful environment, but there's a difference between stressful because it's something that you just can't stand, or thrilling because you absolutely enjoy it. So that's the distinction between the two. You know, you can have a stagnant job, but it can be very stressful for you, because you know that it's not a good match to your vibration and it just drags you down. That can be stressful. It could be very toxic. But if it's something that you like, you know, traveling, meeting people, something that keeps you on the edge of your seat in a very exciting way that you truly find supportive of your energy, then that's something that you should really explore and investigate. They're showing me that when July of 2010 comes around is when you're going to make the decision to look into self-employment as a full-time thing, not just, you know, part-time self-employment and you're still going to have some other job. I have a feeling that you're just going to dive right into the self-employment next summer, around July of 2010. Because that's basically your calling card. You need to be your own boss. Oh, that's what I meant to say. Huh. You need to be the boss. You need to be your own boss. You need to have your own job. You can, you know, the flexibility, you can set your own hours, you can set your own pace. You know, it'll be harder work because this is your own business, but you're going to find so much joy in it. So it can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be the, you know, the pain in the ass stressful. It could be something that you actually enjoy, which is the thrill of self-employment. So consider that, you know, keep that at the forefront or on the back of your mind, whatever you choose to do. And know that, yes, work is coming in terms of the temp agency, but as far as you working for somebody else, I think those days are just about over. Those days are just about over, if not already. You're really going to explore self-employment coming up. And July of next year, you're just going to get into it full throttle. And you're going to be like, this is me, this is who I am, this is my business, this is my portfolio, this is my business card. I am here to serve you. And that's basically what I see, Sharon. So if that resonates and if it makes any sense, kapow! There's something coming up for you. And you know what they're showing me, Sharon? This is interesting. They're showing me cooking. Cooking. So I don't know if you're an excellent chef in the house, you're good at baking, or you are interested in cooking in general. They're showing me cooking, and you could gain quite a bit if you decide to choose that as your source of self-employment, okay? So you can email me back, podcast@intuitivedana.com, if that makes any sense, but they're showing me cooking, okay? So we'll see. But thanks again, Sharon, for your question, and if you out there would like to have a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name, complete date of birth, please, month, day, and year, very important, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And if you don't want your name mentioned on the podcast, please specify that in the email. You can use initials, you can say anonymous, you can put up an alias, whatever the case may be. Just specify that in the email, and I will honor your request. Alrighty, moving right along. As you may know, every November I begin the yearly personal forecast readings. And personal forecast readings are basically a pre-recorded 90-minute month-by-month analysis of the year ahead from January through December. I use the intuitive tarot, I interpret angel messages, I use some basic Pythagorean numerology just to basically give you a forecast for the year ahead, and I usually start this around November. What I'm offering right now for the next, 20 days or so, is an early bird special in which I'm offering like a pre-sale for the 2010 personal forecast readings. You can reserve yours now, and you'll get your forecast reading between late October or at least early November. You beat the rush, because I do get tied up with a lot of requests for the forecast readings between December and January. So if you reserve yours now, I believe the expiration for the early bird special is October 18th, you will get your forecast reading ahead of the pack. You'll get yours first before everybody else. And my target date for the early bird forecast to go out is, as I said, late October to the very first week or early November. Excuse me. Now, 10% of proceeds, or the final sale of the early bird special for the 2010 personal forecast readings, benefit the North Shore Animal League. North Shore Animal League America, I should say. I chose this organization because it's a no-kill animal shelter. They do not kill the puppies, the kittens, the adult dogs and cats. It's a no-kill shelter, and they have been around since the mid-1940s. Also, I have a history with North Shore Animal League. On October 6, 1990, I went there with some friends of mine because I wanted a cat. I wanted to bring home my first little kitten or cat. I had just moved out and gotten my own apartment or my first place. And my mother is not an animal person at all. She does not want anything four-legged or otherwise in the house. So I declared that when I was old enough to move out and get my own place, I was going to get a cat. And that's exactly what I set out to do. So almost 19 years ago to the day, I went to North Shore Animal League. Went there, you know, with my pals, as I said, looked around a little bit. And there was this little runt, rug and muffin, loudmouth, cutest little thing ever, in a cage by herself, playing with another cat in another cage right next to it. And I said, oh, who are you? So to make a long story short, Maggie Cat, I brought her home on October 6, 1990. And believe it or not, 19 years later, Maggie Cat is still with me. She's still alive and well. You know, she's got geriatric kitty cat conditions. But other than that, she's still quite healthy. Whenever she makes transition, I'll leave that up to her. But right now, she's driving me crazy. But I still love Maggie Cat. So as I said, if you're interested in the early bird special that's going on right now for the 2010 personal forecast, and you would also benefit, or shall I say, you would also make a contribution to the North Shore Animal League, visit my website, intuitivedana.com, and when you get to the main page, pow, the info is right there where you can, or how you can, shall I say, reserve your personal forecast reading now, and you'll be ahead of the pack. So when November comes around, you'll have your reading before everybody else, because I'm not officially launching it until November, but I'm offering the early bird special now, you know, for the next couple of weeks or so. And 10% of the proceeds go to North Shore Animal League of America. So again, just go to my website, intuitivedana.com, for more info. Alrighty? Thank you very much. Thank you, Maggie Cat. Thank you, North Shore Animal League. Alrighty, let's touch upon some psychic events coming up. Okay. Whew. Saturday, October 10th in New York City, I will be appearing at the New York Edgar Cayce Center's Psychic Fair. I know that the fair itself begins around noon or 11:30 and runs until about 7 or so. And I, as far as I know, I'll be there in the late afternoon to give readings. The Edgar Cayce Center of New York is conveniently located at 241 West 30th Street in Manhattan, right near Pennsylvania Station, and not too far from Port Authority. So for more information about the psychic fair, you can call 212-691-7690, or you can visit the Edgar Cayce of New York's website, arenyc.org, arenyc.org. And I also offer private face-to-face consultations there as well by appointment. So you can visit my website for more details about that. But I will definitely be at the psychic fair. It's a fundraiser for the Edgar Cayce Center, and all the readers, the healers, practitioners, we don't get a dime from volunteering our services to the Edgar Cayce Center for these fairs. We don't earn a dime, and that's fine with me, because it benefits the center, and it's a great center. They remodeled it not too long ago, and it looks fabulous. It just looks simply awesome. They have the most amazing teachers, and they have the most wonderful classes. So if you're in the New York area and you're curious about your metaphysical journey, I encourage you to check out the Edgar Cayce Center and at least check out the Psychic Fair. Again, it's on Saturday, October 10th. Already? Okay. Next, I am appearing at the New Life Expo coming up a week after the Psychic Fair, and this is from October 16th to the 18th. I will be with the Best American Psychics booth. At that booth, it's booth number 219 in the Crystal Ballroom at the New Life Expo. And I believe I'll be there for all 3 days, or at least two of the three, and I still have to get that arranged with Best American Psychics, but I will be at that booth at the New Life Expo, October 16th to 18th. For more information, you can go to bestamericanpsychics.com, bestamericanpsychics.com, for more information about our appearance at the New Life Expo. And you'll not only see me, but you'll also see Michelle White Dove. She won America's Psychic Challenge, I think about a year or two ago, and other great readers. So hope to see you there at the fair or at the New Life Expo. And October 18th is actually my birthday, so hey. Hey. Alrighty. Okay. Next. Hoping and praying, manifesting, that the little kittens currently occupying Katie's home find homes elsewhere. The next Spirit Gathering, which is a free event, is taking place on Sunday, October 25th, which is a week after the New Life Expo. Now, the Spirit Gatherings are typically the third Sunday of every month, but because of the New Life Expo, of course, it's going to be on the fourth Sunday. Did I say three Saturdays? No, three Sundays. Okay, well, you know what I mean. It's going to be on the fourth Sunday in October, the 25th. It's free. It's limited to only 20 participants, and you have to RSVP. You do get a reading there. You do get a free reading from Spirit. We begin promptly at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with a meditation, so if you're planning to come, come on time. There's nothing worse than being in a room full of people who are meditating and we're disturbed by the doorbell ringing. So to RSVP, and again, we're hoping that the little kitties are not there. And don't get me wrong, I love kitties, but, little kitty baby cats, but they need to find homes now. Call 212-567-9688, or you can find out more information about the free Spirit Gatherings at northnyclightworkers.net. It's a website for North NYC Lightworkers. NorthNYCLightworkers.net or North NYC for New York City, Lightworkers@gmail.com, which is the email address. And lastly, I tell you, I have a full calendar coming up, and my voice is going again. Okay, on November 11th, I'm facilitating a teleseminar for chakra guidance and how the chakras can guide and assist us during the new year coming up, 2010. We go over all seven chakra points, the main chakra points, from the root on up to the crown. We go by colors, we go by energy, we go by wisdom, divine wisdom that we are gathering from the chakras, and how to apply that knowledge to the new year coming up. It's only $10 for the teleseminar, and it's on November 11th from 7:30 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry, from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's not at any particular place. It's a teleseminar. So we're thinking about having it on Pal Talk. If you don't know what Pal Talk is, go to paltalk.com. And it's free to use and to download, and you get your own PalTalk ID. And we're not going to use Skype for this because not everybody has the resources to use Skype, but we're thinking about using PalTalk instead. So, but for more information on the teleseminar for chakra guidance for 2010, you can visit my website, intuitivedana.com, or you can go to northnyclightworkers.net, which is the website. Whew. My goodness, that was a mouthful and a half. And those are the upcoming events. Alrighty. Next, I have a reading request for O. And O would like to be kept confidential, so I'm not going to mention O's date of birth. But her question is that she has not had a high career. She has not been a high earner, so to speak, in over 12 years of her careers. She's had two and switched to a new one 3 years ago. She wants to know if she is in the right career now. Should she persevere in her current one? Thank you. Thank you for your question, O. Okay, this is what I'm getting. This is really about, again, a need for you to explore your passions and finding emotional fulfillment in what you do. You know what? It's basically telling me that you are a natural healer. So, of course, you didn't specify what kind of work that you do, and that's fine. But I'm getting that you are a natural healer, and you really benefit from helping others in need in terms of either physical health or emotional health. I'm wondering if you've also explored psychology on some level or parapsychology. There's something about you which brings peace and harmony to other people. There's something very healing or therapeutic with your touch or with how you say things to people. And interestingly enough, like the previous reading request on this podcast, there's also a need, or I shouldn't say a need, I keep saying that. I should say self-employment might also be something that you would, that you might consider exploring. How about that? Exploring self-employment. I do get that you work well with other people, but you gain so much more by setting your own pace and setting your own hours. And again, there's something very healing about you. So I'm not sure if you're doing any kind of medicinal work, if you're involved in the medical profession on some level, but it's like there's just something very soothing and very comforting about your presence and how you calm people down when they've gone through stress or loss. I'm wondering if you're also a medium, because I'm getting like, for some reason you have this natural ability, to counsel people who've gone through, who've lost loved ones, like a bereavement counselor on some level. So, mediumship maybe, but definitely for those left behind, you offer a lot of compassion when someone is grieving. When someone is grieving, you do offer a great deal of compassion. This is interesting. I wouldn't be surprised that in the not too distant future, and I'm gonna say maybe about a month or so from now, that you're either going to be doing some traveling to a place near a large body of water. Some place, I don't know, tropical perhaps, or maybe even warmer, but it's all about water and surrounded by water. Kind of feels like an island. You know, I could say Hawaii. That would be nice. But someplace tranquil and someplace peaceful, and wherever this is that you might be going to, and maybe in a month from now, or maybe at least down the road, but not in the distant future, I feel this is more near future, you're really going to gravitate towards this location, and you're going to really feel the energy just fitting so nicely with your own that you might consider either relocating or setting up shop there. That sounds very promising. So if you're in the healing profession, if you are doing any kind of work with bereavement or grief counseling, so to speak, or this is something very therapeutic about you, yes, you're in the right career from what I can see. If none of this makes any sense to you, then you might want to reconsider the career choice that you made. It's about emotional fulfillment, and yet there's a need for you to just have the confidence to explore your passions. And it doesn't really talk about earning a whole lot of money, but at least you'll be comfortable in what you do. Don't worry about how you attract the money. Just explore your passions when it comes to your career. And everything else falls into place, especially the income. But I'm not sure what this is I'm looking at, but it's just showing me that you're going to be near water, or the energy of water helps you with the healing, but you're being given a green light anyway, whatever this is that you're doing. You're being given the green light to pursue this, to persevere. But as I said, I'm not you. I don't know you. So if this has to do with the medical or the healing arts, metaphysical arts, let's say, grieving, helping those who are grieving, bereavement, mediumship of some kind, then yes, you've seemingly made the right decision here. Okay? So if this makes any sense to you at all, I would love to hear back from you. If it doesn't make any sense, if it doesn't, either way, I would love to hear from you. Podcast at intuitivedana.com. Very interesting. And thanks so much for your question. And lastly, oh, not lastly, again, if you have a question for a free reading on this podcast, first name or first names, dates of birth, and your one question to podcast at intuitivedana.com. And as a reminder, this podcast is only twice a month, so you may have to wait a little while for me to get to your question, so please have patience. I will get to your question. I do have some more, but, you know, it's only a 2-podcast-a-month podcast. So I try to spread out as many questions as I can. So please be patient. I do appreciate that. Water time. Good stuff. I think it's sinuses. The changing of the weather too is doing something to my nasal passages. You know how that goes. Alrighty. Let's finish today's podcast with all is well. Yes, it is. Believe it or not, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. And this happens to be a message from the Archangel Jeremiah, who comes through in the beautiful color of violet, which happens to be one of my favorite colors. And his role is mercy of God. And through Jeremiah, you will receive mercy if you ask, to act more mercifully and loving towards yourself and others, to help heal emotions and to heal with life reviews for those who are already here or still here or those who have just crossed over. So Jeremiah, in his beautiful presence, pretty much says to us that appearances may dictate otherwise, yet all is well behind the scenes, and for us to feel safe in that truth and in that knowing that everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. Try not to resist the change. Allow the change to come to pass, and you will be fine. Everything is absolutely okay. So believe it or not, yes, all is well. And it is so. Okay. And this concludes today's podcast. The next one will be around the beginning of October, likely 2 weeks from now, around October 3rd, I believe. And I'm going to have a very busy October, so I'm going to try to squeeze in the second podcast either in between the New Life Expo and the next Spirit Gathering, but I am going to be really busy, especially preparing forecast readings for the Early Bird Special. But there will be a podcast coming up at the very beginning of October, so stay tuned. And until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.